Semana Santa. A week-long story, day one. Holy Week. Holy Week began last night. Semana Santa. The first procession was due to leave the local church of Santa Catalina at 9:15. Rockets had been exploding all day to announce the approaching fiesta, and the queues outside Paco's barber shop on the same street were twice the length he would normally expect on a Friday afternoon. Long before he opened his doors, teenage boys would stalk the pavement outside, forming disorganised queuing systems based on barely perceptible grunts, slight nods of heads. And all this without a word being uttered, a pecking order had been established. For this was the opening night, and uniforms were still to be pressed, instruments still to be tuned, shoes still to be polished, and hair still to be spiked, shaved or dyed to the whims of this month's fashion. Elsewhere on the street, elderly residents wobbled precariously on even older step ladders as they dusted down their blinds, assorted their potted plants, or draped religiously purple cloths across balcony railings. Others went further still and repainted the facade of their house. The doors or windows, all for the start of that evening's preparations. All for the approval from their neighbours, cousins, and passing dignitaries as procession after procession would proceed past their newly dusted front doors. All for the austere and unchanging expressions of the Holy Mother and her long-suffering child.